This is Space 101.1 FM. I'm Phoebe, and you're listening to Northwest Orbit, our local music program. We're wrapping up January with our spotlight of Salt Lick, a layered guitar rock band from Seattle. Shared with us their evolving approach to songwriting.
It's kind of changing right now. I think the first two or three releases that we put out, Teddy has written the music and composed it, and we'll bring it to the band, and then I've written the words, you know, and people will come up with like some little bits here and there, but it's been mostly Teddy's composing.
Yeah, I guess way back when it just started, when I just had a bunch of like recordings that I didn't really know what to do with, and I really liked working with Malia, so I just like showed them pretty much all to her and was like, do any of these interest you? And then I guess that was like the original framework for the band. But yeah, since it's now, it has a lot more voices contributing that we've kind of learned to work together.
And then now we're kind of like opening it up a little bit and making parts different than originally intended by whoever is bringing a song to the band, and really working on structures together and deciding when a new part is needed or how we're going to start or finish a song. More of a group effort for the songs that we have demoed out so far and are starting to write.
Now that we don't really need that much of a framework anymore, since we're so much better at playing together and we've just kind of learned a lot about each other. So yeah, now I think we completely just work from the ground up, or maybe I'll have like a riff or an idea or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, I think we just start with like a smaller piece of music than we used to, maybe, where they'll be like, we can just start working from an earlier point, you know, where someone can bring like a smaller little bit and be like, this is what I thought was cool. And then we can kind of work with that. Yeah.
Malia is the band's lyricist and singer, and she talked to us about her lyric writing process and shared the meaning behind her words.
Usually we'll be writing a song and I kind of just sing nonsense along to it, and then I record almost every practice. So I just go back and listen and think of what can fit and kind of build a meaning off of what can fit. I have like running phone documents of just like little maybe 2 or 4 line bits of thoughts that I will apply to songs and kind of chop up and find different words for things to make like a sentiment fit. I basically do the melody first and then bring in words, and sometimes the words are fake until the day we record them. It just varies from song to song, I think. It's not always a straightforward thing for even me, the meaning, and it definitely evolves when I talk about the songs. Sometimes people will come up to me and tell me that a song means a lot to them for whatever reason, and it's totally not even what I meant, but I just get really happy that it speaks to someone in whatever way they need at that time. I don't think that the songs mean the same thing to any of us. I don't think they really could, because also a lot of them are pretty vague. So I don't tell my secrets all the time either. If someone asked me exactly how a song came to be, sometimes I wouldn't even want to tell them. So just let people create a meaning for themselves.
described how recording their latest record, The Gift of Missing, marked a change in their collaboration style.
I think that's like where it started.
That album was all recorded, mostly recorded in like November 2019, I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
The framework, at least.
Yeah, we came back and added to it like quite a while later and like put all the transitional pieces together and like tweaked things. But yeah, maybe that was like, that's kind of like the gap, the bridging the gap between, I guess, our band's sort of latest form and the one that came previously, right? Like songwriting wise, and also with, you know, Alex and Dylan trading places and stuff like that.
It did feel like the push forward in a lot of ways, just taking on such a big project that no one person could do alone, you know?
At the Corner is the closing track on the 2022 album, The Gift of Missing. The band described the process of creating the song.
We recorded the song originally like a few years ago and released it as just a single. It was intended for this record, but then in the end, we weren't really sure if it was going to be included, just because we had recorded it so long ago that we weren't all certain if it fit a new record. So we reworked it in the studio, kind of on the spot, and decided to include some friends on different instruments. And yeah, we made like a much softer version of the original that we put out.
Yeah, it was a really fun song to explore like two different sides of. And I was really happy as a producer to do that. Like, it's always really exciting to me to throw something at the wall and then try again, you know, and see what else we can pull out of a song. And I think we're all really proud of it.
I think it's kind of like poetic with the words, because I feel like the song is a lot of, it's just like repetitive and kind of about reminiscing and being fond of a past. So to make a new version of it, I feel like kind of mirrors what the song is about to me in a way that maybe I haven't really thought about until right now.
I don't think we've really thought about the fact that the last song on our album, it centers around the lyrics at the corner of two paths crossing. And we just talked about how the album itself was kind of our bridge between two ways of songwriting and really coming together in a different way. So there's some poetry hidden in there. Yeah.
In the tree. There's a portrait of
so much for tuning in to Northwest Orbit on Space 101.1, and big thank you to Salt Lick for taking the time to chat with us. We'll be back with a new artist spotlight soon, and until then, you can listen back to this episode and any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Salt Lick, check out their Bandcamp or keep up with them on Instagram at Salt Lick. See you next time.